This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Calling all angels, it's the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Guess who I am? Remember the old George Bush used to say, I'm the decider. And then there's an old expression, to not decide is to decide, right? Isn't that, if you don't decide,
yeah,
then you made a decision.
To not decide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So how? What's the secret to making good decisions? I think it depends on upbringing a lot of times and what it is that you've been taught to think about fear. Fear. Most people make decisions out of fear. Fear-based thinking is always wrong. Those decisions are always the wrong ones. When they say, well, what about fear? What is it, fear of flight? When you're,
oh, yeah, fight or
right.
flight or freeze or fall.
That's it, right, yeah,
those
exactly.
Those four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and when you're reacting in such a way, that's exactly what it is. You are reacting mm-hmm. rather than responding.
Yep. So your life is defined by the decision you make every single day. When you choose one option over another option, whether you're selecting a restaurant or you're considering maybe moving from one place to another, these are all things that help either in a big way or a small way. This shapes your life. And so think about how you make a decision. That's what I'm asking you. Because the process can be so empowering. It can be so fun. It's so energetic. It's so enjoyable when you figure, okay, this is my decision. I'm making it. I'm sticking to my guns. That's the old expression, right? Even if it causes anxiety among others. If it's okay, unless it really, you know, makes a mess of your relationships and stuff. And then if you've made decisions that your partner doesn't like and they're serious ones, then I'm in the right partnership. All these things should be discussed, I think, as you build a relationship. But mostly decisions are individual, right? Sometimes people, relatives, sometimes spouses, sometimes colleagues, make decisions. They discuss things. They make decisions. Sometimes they're difficult ones, like who do you hire and who do you fire? Those sort of things, those business things. Who do you stay with? Who do you divorce? You know, that kind of stuff. Do I stay in this job? I love it, but I'm not getting paid enough. Or do I go work in another job that I get paid more, but I'm not going to enjoy as much? Wow. What a difficult decision that is. We were talking about that earlier on, too, about making decisions as to, you know, and Jay had a good point. I forget whether we had this conversation on the air or off the air, because sometimes they just run into each other, these
we
conversations.
We do need to start recording conversations
yeah,
that we have off air and add
right.
that to the podcast.
So, yeah, and I think that's a good idea, by the way. I'm all for that. Seriously, I would like to do that. Let's do that. It's a good part. The things that we talk about are usually, oftentimes they're either about us, but they're ancillary to the things we're talking about on the air. Sometimes either things we haven't had time to finish discussing, or we don't want to, for whatever the reason, we don't want to talk about it on the air. But in the case of things like retirement or working, Jay made a very good point. Costs keep going up for everything. Everything, inflation. But is the amount of money you're getting paid for your job, is that going up? And if the boss isn't making more money, if the company isn't, how can they pay you more? So where does it start or where does it stop? It isn't, the company can't charge more for what it's doing. Therefore, they can't pay you any bit anymore. But yet other companies are getting away with charging more. And so how does this confusion reign
yes.
here under the circumstances? So it's all these decisions are about your destiny. Sometimes, again, they're not life and death, but sometimes they are. But please, the choices you make are yours. They're not others. And so you need to be satisfied with the outcome of the choices that you make. And if they are a reflection of your desires, that's cool. You have power over yourself. Others do not have power over you. You can let them have power over you, but they don't really. If you take a stand, and again, sometimes they're very painful. More often than not, I think I see these things when men and women who are together for a while, they've had a good life to a point, and then it doesn't work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mostly people, the intimacy fades when you get over 40 with a lot of folks.
Well, and sometimes people just grow apart, and
yeah,
sometimes you almost want to identify things, and maybe you need a marriage counselor or a therapist to help out with this, but it is better to be cordial and happy apart than to
yep.
be miserable and stay
yeah.
married and... Yeah, and sometimes people have that. Or you wait too long to where there's just no hope for even a calm divorce, where
yeah.
there's just so much animosity, there's no coming back from it. That's miserable, too. Then you're miserably married and miserable in divorce.
There's a fellow who returned a lost wallet to a grandmother, and what has happened because of that. This fellow's name is Devontae Johnson, 19 years of age. He didn't have to go out of his way to return a lost wallet to its owner, somebody who is a stranger. He did. He went out of his way. He returned the wallet to Dee Harkenrider of Wynn, Arkansas. She had unknowingly left her wallet in a Walmart, in a shopping cart. And so... Anyway, he said he felt like, she said that she felt like he was an angel of God. They had stayed in touch since this random act of kindness. Apparently, they're going to church together. She's the grandmother of seven. She brought Mr. Johnson and his mother over to the house for lunch. This is this kind of a fun, nice, sweet thing that you'd like to see a lot more of. Frankly, I would like to see a lot more of this sort of thing. What a sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet.
Just a genuine, kindness that develops into this organic relationship.
Yep. Acts of kindness, if you will. Okay. So, next up is a listener who thinks that I don't tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. The conversation we had last week, Thursday, Friday, about me working. I've told this story before about me working on the line at the General Motors plant here in Framingham when I was a youngster. I was an inspector on the line when I was in college. And a couple of summers I went to the plant when they hired, they needed people, non-union people, as their folks, the management folks went on vacation. They had three or four of us who worked on the line during the summertime. And I've told a number of stories because of that experience. I certainly grew up fast watching those people. Most of the folks, there were 1,840 people employed by that plant, building Chevrolets, Buicks, there was a BOP plant, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, in this plant. And I was in charge of inspecting the huck bolts that were put into the bottom of the frame to hold the chassis onto the body, or the other way around, body onto the chassis. They had, the plant was divided in two phases. They had the General Motors plant, and at that time, they had a subsidiary called Fisher, the Fisher Body Company. So you'd see, so if you look at an old, let's say a 1960s Oldsmobile, and you look at the plate that's on the rocker panel, as you open the door, it says Body by Fisher on it. Fisher was a wholly owned subsidiary of General Motors, but they kept them separate for a long time. So I was on the line inspecting. There were four people in four different positions, and they put the huck bolt up into the chassis to, as I said, hold everything together. So as I was telling a quick story about being there, one of the listeners did not, as luck has it, some people believe you, some people don't. Here's this particular fellow's reaction to my story about General Motors.
This is Steve calling from Lake Havasu City, Arizona. I want to hear more about this working at the General Motors assembly plant you were just talking about. You didn't work at a General Motors assembly plant. Come on, give me a break.
Okay.
Doug has had, like, almost any job known to man at some point in his life.
I will tell you a story about my experience there. It doesn't necessarily prove that I worked there. I don't have to prove anything to him. He can believe what he wants to believe. It's really interesting how people, come on, what's the big deal? Okay, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So I was they had hired the first woman. They had a couple. They were the first group of hires when they opened the plant in 1955. I think it was 56, somewhere in the late 50s. They didn't hire women. They only hired men. And you could get away with that then. So most of all the men who were on the line were former grease monkeys from garages, gas station, because they were making, at the time, much more money than they could working in a gas station. So I was on this line, and the third or fourth week I was there, they began to hire women. And this first, the woman that came in was a big, just a wow. She was she was a wowzer. And the guys kept taunting her and teasing her and sort of making fun of her. They didn't like it because she worked faster than they did. She was stronger than they were, and she did more than they did. Exactly. So they kept harassing her. And one of the guys that was working, his name was Dick, and so vividly I remember this. He didn't have a tooth in his head. And he kept on her, and he was trying to hustle her, actually. But she was having none of it. So one day he pushed her too far, and he was making fun of her and what she was doing and how she looked, et cetera, et cetera. So she turned around and cold-cocked him, knocked him about 6 feet from where he was. And he got up, and he had a fight with her, and she knocked him out. So the management came running out, and what's going on here? So the sum and substance was that they both got suspended for 3 weeks, but nobody ever, ever gave her any starch again. Never after that. So that's a General Motors story for you, sir.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer. And again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, with the host of The Pet Show. Wow, what a great name for a program about pets. Who came up with that? Your wife must have thought of that. Right?
The creativity I have is unbelievable, Doug.
ThePetShow.com is the website, too. Warren Eckstein. All right, so I'm in the middle of helping some youngsters on the farm prepare for animal camp. And I wondered about whether there were, you had a farm in upstate New York in Cobleskill where we're heard, and where I used to have the station that now is, still carries the program, WSTE. So they're having a lot of camps in some of the areas around the country with a lot of farms, and they're specifically for sheep and goats. And I was wondering how many times you have encountered people who would say, I have a pet goat. Is there a lot of, we have goats on our farm. Goats, the little kids running around, they're like dogs. So they could be pets. Is it good? Does it make a difference?
It depends on where you live. I met years ago, here's a name drop for you, Lily Tomlin, a friend and a client of mine. I trained two dogs for her and a goat named Bucky, a little pygmy goat named Bucky, to walk on a leash and a harness in the old W.C. Fields estate in Los Feliz. Anyway, bottom line is goats are amazing, but you have to make sure, like with any pet, before you get one, you understand the legalities. Can you have it? What's involved in care? Is there a vet in your neighborhood that knows the difference between a goat, a chicken, and a duck?
Right.
And you got to really understand the mental stimulation that a goat needs. Goats get really bored, and it's important to make sure they get a lot of stimulation, just like any other animal. So if you educate yourself, you have the right property, the right land, you know what you're doing, goats can make an absolute excellent pet.
Well, I have them on the farm. The little ones are cute. They are very creative and clever and smart. They figure out how to get out, refix the fence, and they find another way to get out. The little
goats are smart. Do you ever see the Tennessee fainting goats?
No.
They're amazing. If they get a little stressed out, I had them on Regis with me many years ago. They just pass out. They just fall over and pass out.
Really?
It doesn't hurt them. They're Tennessee fainting goat. Google it. They just pass out, and a couple of seconds later, they wake up. It's just part of their genetics.
Here's the winner of the day, Warren, a freight train engineer. Took a break from his work in the locomotive to play the part of a rescuer for a lost pug puppy that had run away. This took place up in Rutland, Vermont. Poppy the pug was frightened by a speeding car and ran away. And apparently this fellow saw the dog running down the tracks. He stopped the train and got out. And he picked it up and he looked at this little face. He said it was just looking back at me, and he brought it to He didn't know, obviously a little dog like that shouldn't be running around in a train yard. And so he brought the dog back to the roundhouse or whatever they have. And they managed to to figure out who the dog belonged to. So, you wonder, the reason I bring it up is because of noises. And we talked about in the 4th of July circumstance, what happens when all this stuff, but any noise around a dog they're not used to.
Noise phobia, the dog's sense of hearing is absolutely incredible. First of all, because their ears are larger, they take more sounds in. They can move their ears around, which we can't do, which means the direction of the sound, and they're much more sensitive to sound as well. Now, on my website, thepetshow.com, there's an incredible article I wrote years ago. You decide if it's incredible. I think it's a good article.
If I do say so myself.
On noise phobia, the whole article is on how to desensitize. For example, let's say you're a new couple, you're married, all of a sudden you're going to have a baby. Now, the baby's going to arrive. How is your dog or cat going to react to the sounds of a baby, the crying? So preparing that, you can make a recording of almost any sound. You can go online. You can find the sound of a baby burping if you want. If you record that and you play it at a very low volume, I mean barely audible, while your dog or cat is getting a lot of positive attention, you can desensitize them. Remember, my specialty for many years was teaching dogs to react under gunfire. We had to desensitize them to that sound. So if you take the time, whether it be a baby or arriving, whether you be there's a Harley Davidson next door that the dog's afraid of, gradually desensitize them a little bit at a time, increasing the volume, and eventually they'll be fine with the sound.
That's the hardest thing to do with me. Daisy and Charlotte and most of the dogs I've had have been allergic to lightning and thunder. And when it happens, they just cower. And I don't know how do you train a dog not to be afraid of thunder?
Well, you very easy. Record, download the sound of a thunderstorm with the rain. They're right on the internet. Play it, like I said, play it at a low volume while the dog's getting positive attention. It's called counter conditioning. Take what is the fear, take what your dog's afraid of, and turn it into something positive.
Huh. All right, how about that for advice, folks? We all have those circumstances with our dogs and probably other pets as well. So another reason to go find Warren every weekend as he's broadcasting his pet show. Check out the website, thepetshow.com, and his line of vitamins and minerals. Hugs and kisses to Warren from Doug. Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today. So how does that figure in to working with Calitrin?
Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. And it's safe, too, even if you're on medication.
So as we begin the year, what do we have for the month of January that helps to encourage people to participate?
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there, too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free.
Elizabeth Miller from Top Loss from Calitrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump on the campaign trail in Las Vegas. He praises House Speaker Mike Johnson for announcing the bipartisan Senate immigration bill is dead on arrival in the Republican-controlled House.
Mike Johnson, Speaker, he just said it's dead on arrival in the House. It's dead on arrival. We want either a strong bill or no bill, and whatever happens, happens.
And that is partly because the bill is tied to Ukraine funding.
And what I worry about for all of us is these court cases are going to go on for another year.
And Trump's former U.N. ambassador, Nikki Haley, back in her home state of South Carolina, campaigning ahead of the February 24th Republican presidential primary. Haley says Trump has too many distractions with the court cases he's facing.
And you know who sees that? Russia, China, Iran.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You have not died and gone to heaven, information heaven. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and a cast of thousands. Let's talk about the qualities of a great leader with all these people who are declaring themselves presidential candidates. How do you decide whether this one or that one is a great leader? Ever think about it this way? There are so many people that just kind of fall into, okay, I like Trump. Or I like Ike. I was talking about that. I like whomever. You like whomever. Why? Do you ever stop and really think about this person, whether it's a man or a woman, whether this person is older or younger? Here's a list that I think I'm always working on, and see if it doesn't jive with you a little bit. Number one, the person that I want to be, and maybe this doesn't just go for president. Maybe it goes for somebody who runs a company. Does this person have vision? Does this person have a strong desire to win? Does this person believe in him or herself? Does this person take definitive action? Doesn't overanalyze, learns from that action? Does this person know that he or she must help others to be successful? Does this person have fear? Do they worry about stuff, but they still act anyway? Does this person learn every day? Never does this person say, I know enough, I'm the smartest guy on the block, but is open to counsel. This person is humble, will change his or her plans based on new information. Wow. Do you know how important that is? Because information that we have, is we get it every day. Does this person have the energy to lead? Does this person have people skills? Is this person skillful at communicating? Is this person totally committed? That is all in. Does the person lead by example? Persevering. Playing the long game. I think that if you're a leader, if you're running a company, I look at that list and I try to gauge it as to how I'm doing with the various entities that I'm working on, whether it be the farm, whether it be the radio program, whether it be my development. I'm very open. I hope. I mean, I think, Jay, you can tell me whether you think I'm right or I'm not. And we know we always assess ourselves. Either we're too hard on ourselves or we are.
We're critic our biggest fan.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So I don't like to kid myself. I know what my shortcomings are. And oftentimes I'm too lenient. I really try to help others as I can. Because that's what I grew up around. Doesn't make any difference. I always put other people first before I, that's part of my, if you were to understand my scorpionic background with Pisces and Aquarius, I put other people first. That's just the way I am. And so when other people do things, sometimes when there are, like I have folks that are working with me on the farm, and I'll tell them to do something, and sometimes there's a counterman from other people that are working with me, and it confuses the people who are working with me, because you give them one thing to do, and then somebody else comes along and says, no, don't do it that way, do it this way. It confuses and undermines what you're trying to do. And I hope that honestly, you, Jay, if I were to talk about you specifically, you know how to do your job. I don't have to tell you what to do or how to do it. And I don't think I really ever do, do I? I mean, once in a while I say, well, let's try to do this with in mind. It's more of an object lesson
than
doing
this. Or go a different
right.
direction. I always got a kick out of it when working for past jobs where it's like you go through the interview process and you are the most intelligent person in the room, in this field. And as soon as you get the job, they treat you like you are a moron.
And it's, they want to change you.
Because I took the job, does that make me
right.
an idiot now?
Yeah, I'd get a job on a station. The guy hired me. He said, I like listening to you on the radio. You're great. So I want to hire you and you can do mornings. So I went on the air the first morning. Good morning. And went through the shtick and... And he said, would you come into my office? So I went into his office. You know, we really would like you to do it this way rather than that way. And I said, wait a minute. You hired me because you thought that I did a good job and that you liked what I did. And now you want me to change my style and do things differently. And so why did you hire me if you think you have to change me? Well, we only want you to do a few things that are different. How many people... I remember having that circumstance in school when I was teaching school.
Mm-hmm.
The principal, well, he didn't want to hire me. Somebody over him told him to hire me. So that's how that worked. And he was on my butt all the time. The 4 years I was there. And I really only I stayed long enough to get tenure, which is what he didn't want me to do. And then I left and went to work for CBS and went to Philadelphia or wherever I went. I forget where I went, but I know that that the school thing wasn't going to be my career, but it was something I did because I thought it was a good experience, and I was pretty good at it, frankly.
Yes, yes.
So, anyway, I think that under the circumstances, the whole business about leadership and where you go, it's just food for thought. Think about how you lead and or how you follow.
Well,
so.
And that statement of leading by example, and the reality is we all lead by example. We just have to take a look at what is the example that we are showcasing? Because people are watching everywhere, around every corner. People mm-hmm. are watching impressionable people that you may think that nobody looks up to you. Everybody has somebody that looks up to them, and you are setting an example.
Yep, for sure. You know what today is?
What is it?
Thanks for asking. Today is National Tell-A-Joke Day.
Hooray!
Hooray! You heard me chuckle, right? When we went into break at the bottom of the hour, I was looking at some of these jokes. And you go back to, this is, people have been joking for 4,000 years. And there are lots of the Trojan War, in a sense, was a joke.
I don't think a lot of people found that kind of very funny.
No, they didn't, but it was, in a sense. So what makes you laugh? The structure, is it the kind of... One of the reasons that my grandson loves me as much as he does and I love him is because we both have the same sense of humor. We are both very silly. Gramps, you're so silly. Gramps, you're so fun. And it's because I tell him jokes like this. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Yeah.
Yeah, who?
Settle down, cowgirl.
Okay, that's cute.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Noble.
Noble who?
Nobel. That's why I knocked. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Alice who?
Alice who?
A list of reasons you should let me in.
What?
Who's the knock, knock?
Who's the knock, knock who?
No, just knock, knock.
Who's there?
Police.
Police who?
Police, hurry up. It's nearly lunchtime. All right, they're getting worse as we get out. But anyway.
I have one for you, Doug.
Okay, good.
What did the snail say when it got a ride on the turtle's back?
Hurry up.
Whee! Because snails are slower than turtles.
I heard that, yes. Thank you very much. All right, so maybe the way that you work your way through the day today is to just lighten it up a little.
That just happened.
Yeah. No, don't forget it because it was silly. It's so laughter among all the things that are expressive in our beings. Laughter is the most contagious thing. We all smile. We all laugh. You have a great laugh. Jennifer has a great laugh. My daughter has the most amazing laugh. She just bellows when she laughs, and I love it. I call it, it's a kind of like a cow laugh. She doesn't take that particular. She doesn't think that that's the most wonderful way to describe it, but it's big. It's a heavy laugh.
Yeah, I get what you're talking about, though, because there are some people who just have such an infectious laugh. You have no idea what they're talking about, but the next thing you know, you are laughing so hard you are crying just based off of their laugh has infected you in the best way possible.
Yeah, exactly. So the bottom line is here, tell a joke to somebody. The structure of the joke isn't important. It could be a funny story, any comical situation. Think about the best stuff, the most professional, the Johnny Carson Tonight Show. He used to have some of the best stand-up stuff. Some of the stand-up comedians today are just vulgar. And they have to. The only way to get a good laugh is for them to be crude. But
there is a certain brilliance in a proper setup, even if it does include vulgarity. But vulgarity vulgarity's sake is so not my cup of tea.
Nope. Ooh. 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I don't know whether I should get into that conversation, Jay, or not. I asked Jay.
Why not?
If her father was funny. I know your father. I think I know him pretty well. I consider him a friend, and I think he considers me a friend. Other than our business relationship, I think we're just friends. Mm-hmm. So I always am curious with children what they think of their fathers. I got into this discussion with my grandson, Miles, over the weekend. We were talking about various things that he thinks funny. Mm-hmm. And at eight, they're all about fart jokes. The kids just think it's hilarious.
Because it is. 8-year-olds are right.
So, anyway, his mother, of course, I'm the instigator, and Megan has this look on her face. And she has, ever since she was a child, she has this ability, the same expression on her face now that she had when she was Miles' age. So I get them all stirred up, because that's what you're supposed to do. Grandparents are supposed to stir up the grandchildren, right? And then leave. So I'm really pretty good at that. And and Brendan was an unindicted co-conspirator in this. Actually, I think he started it. We were all over at Brendan's house for dinner on Saturday night, And for whatever the reason, we got around because Miles' cousin, my other grandson, Jasper, young, depending on what they eat, babies have gas. And so Miles thinks that's hilarious. Apparently they have contests for gas fart jokes in his class. And so he brings that to the surface after Brendan does his thing. And so we just got, and we started laughing, and we couldn't stop. We just laughed and laughed and laughed about nothing. What is the, you know, so what's so funny about passing gas? Why is that funny?
That's a good question. We need to do a deep dive in psychology. Why is it funny?
I don't know. Maybe because it's like prohibited. I can hear women, older women now, they're horrified that I'm talking about this on the radio.
Yeah, they've already changed it.
Here it is, folks. Like it or not, Donald Trump farts. That's, you know, if we're going to use him as a standard, I guarantee you that Melania...
Look at you. That conversation has nothing to do with Donald Trump.
But Donald Trump
Bringing him into it.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So, the power this man yields.
That's right. Yes. I assure you that pretty much everybody that's involved in this, whether it's Alvin Bragg, I bet he's got, you know, all right, so this is becoming silly. at any rate.
I am legitimately crying right now.
Okay, good for you.
Feeling trapped with that old phone? Don't. Getting a new phone is easy. Come into Verizon and get one of our best phones on us with Select Trade-In on Unlimited Ultimate Plan and get a plan that helps you save by only paying for what you need. Act now and get a brand new phone at your Verizon store today. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate Plan required. Less up to $1,000 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply.
Hear that? Sound of ambient music in a yoga class. And if you were here, you'd listen to 15 people taking a deep breath in sync. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get a quote today and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And find inner peace with a different pose called Palms on Handlebars. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Number one, when it comes to working on your house, the advice from Tom Kreitler, the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. We got it all here. Tommy joins us every week at this time so that you can prepare for your weekend chores around the home. Everything you need to do, Tom addresses with Leslie Segretti, his co-host on the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. They have a great newsletter. They have a great podcast. But there is always that little nuance of what's new, what's different. So I have a really different one for you, Tommy.
All right.
I'm involved in this development, as I've told you. And in the development is a mansion, beautiful place. It was built in the early 1980s. It has like 14,000 square feet in it. And so we've taken it apart. We're going to use it, as you may know, when you build a development in some states, you have to take 10% of the units and make them affordable. So we are doing that in this mansion. We're putting the affordable units into the mansion. So we have to rip, literally, we're ripping it apart down to the studs, taking everything out. And in this house, there's beautiful, absolutely magnificent doors and panels that have been, that were hand-carved, and the ornateness, chandeliers, all kinds of stuff. So I'm trying to find, I'm running around, I've talked to four or five different groups about, I can't, in my heart of hearts, I can't bring myself to throwing that stuff in a dumpster. There's got to be somebody somewhere who can use this stuff. So I've called building resources people. I've called household goods people. I've called nonprofits. I've called, what's this, Habitat for Humanity. And all these people come back with, unfortunately, we do not accept these type of items. Okay.
Right.
So what the heck do I do with this stuff? I do not want to put it in a dumpster.
Yeah, didn't I refer you to an association of
last week we were talking about this, but it's become more. You did, and that's what brought me to my frustration with you today, not with you, but I've tried the group you sent me to and a bunch of other people, and they don't want to do it. I mean, we're giving them tens of thousands of dollars worth of stuff for nothing to do something with, and they can't imagine because it's so different, they don't know what to do with it. Mirrors.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
I mean, just the platform of your radio show, I'm sure you've got contractors and builders listening to you that could use stuff like that, Doug. My only additional suggestion to you, sir, would be to let's get the visual here. You know, can you, if you were to shoot photographs of some of this gorgeous stuff and post it on your website, maybe you'll start getting some more serious inquiries. I can appreciate the fact that the kinds of folks that you're calling get these kinds of calls every day. And, you know, not everyone thinks what they have is an antique or it's, you know, worth saving for one reason or another.
Valuable. Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, it takes them a long time to sort through it. You know, I personally had a disappointing experience with Habitat for Humanity. I had about, I don't know, several $1,000 in railings from the railing business I used to have. And it was all the stuff that we had bought right from the supplier. And it was older, so it was oxidized. The surfaces were a little darkened. But yep. I brought it over there, and they're like, well, that's moldy. I'm like, it's not mold, but they just weren't here. They wouldn't have it. They weren't listening to me. I'm like, okay. So, unfortunately, I became firewood, which was terrible.
Yeah, well, that's what I don't want that to happen with all of this stuff.
Yeah.
It's too magnificent to do that. Anyway, I did ask you that, and I've been more frustrated this week now that I've spent a week trying to do something with all of this stuff. All right. Meanwhile, back at the podcast, what are some of the things? I know you list the podcasts. You can find all of them at moneypit.com/podcast. And so over the years, you must have done hundreds of these, haven't you?
Yeah, we're almost at 2,400 episodes.
Wow.
Can you believe that? 2,400.
So, yeah, how do people use it? What's the best way? Can you go into the website and put into the search bar a particular topic that we were just talking about here? And
Yeah, you can. In fact, you can search just our podcast, or you can search just our articles and videos and things like that on the website. But all you have to do is go to moneypit.com/podcast, and the podcast is carried on every major podcast platform. So if you are on the Apple platform, it's there. If you're on the Google platform, and so on. In fact, I just got a note yesterday from Apple. This is interesting, Doug. Apple is launching a new feature to their podcast where all the podcasts on Apple are automatically going to be transcribed now.
Really?
So you can look up a word or two of something you heard on a show and get right there to it. It's all going to happen on the back end. Yeah.
That's good to know, because we have our pod.
Yeah. I've been transcribed.
We have the Money Pits on Apple, the Good Day download, and the our daily overview is a podcast. That's on Apple. That's good to know. All right. See how much helpful information Tom has, no matter what the focus. He's the man. If he can't do it, nobody can. 59 after the hour here on Good Day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.